When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Joining us now, he is Dr. George Kuntz, former Packers linebacker, senior vice president of university relations at Marion University. Follow him on Twitter at George Kuntz Jr. George, thanks for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
Yeah, it's a pleasure. Thank you for having me.
The last time I talked to you was a couple of years ago, and there was not a doctor in front of your name. So congratulations on getting that done.
Oh, I appreciate that. Thank you so much. Education has always been a priority in my family. So
Leroy Butler always told me for all the years that we worked together that you were the smartest player he ever played with.
I don't know about that.
That's what he said, man.
Well, thank you, Leroy, for saying that, but I don't, you know, believe that. You know, we had some great, smart guys in that locker room back in the 90s, and it was a pleasure just playing with those guys.
So you're going to be at the Admirals game coming up this Saturday night at 6 o'clock at Panther Arena, along with Robert Brooks, one of my favorites, Ed Toolbox West, tight end from back in the day. You guys are all going to be there celebrating the last football game, the 30-year anniversary ever played at County Stadium. And the funny part about that is that I just had Bobby Hebert on at 240 because, you know, former Saints quarterback, does sports talk on WWL dial. Yeah. So we were looking at Packers Saints. So I brought it up to him at the end. He's like, I played in that last game. I came in for Jeff George, who broke a pinky, and they had to bring the cart out for him. He was like, I thought that was ridiculous. He goes, and we ended up playing that game. And then, of course, he remembers Favre running in it at the end.
Yes. It was a lot of things going on that particular day, December 18th, I think. A Wednesday would have been 30 years that we played that game. But also, too, another interesting fact was Sterling Sharp.
Oh, yeah.
He got hurt in that game. I saw the hit. I was watching him on that particular play. And he was going up against a safety from the Falcons by the name of Scott Case.
Yep.
And Sterling never played after that game.
Yeah, and really screwed up his chances for the Hall of Fame. But I think he's going to get in, George.
I hope so. I hope so. I think he's well deserving. And we've seen some guys go into the Hall of Fame as of late who didn't play, you know, 10, 12, 13 years. They had a shortened career as well. So.
Talking with Dr. George Kuntz, former Packers linebacker, now senior vice president of university relations over there at Marion University. Follow him on Twitter at George Kuntz Jr. Again, he, along with Robert Brooks, Ed Toolbox West, going to be at the Admirals game celebrating 30 years since the last game was played at County Stadium. All three of these guys will be available along with Andy Hurtman from our Pack-A-Day radio show weekdays here from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. They all will be there signing autographs, doing question and answer session before the game as well in the Coors Light chill zone if you want to do that. First 5,000 fans into the Admirals game will receive a green and gold Admirals t-shirt as well, courtesy of Gruber Law Offices. And one lucky fan will win tickets to the Green Bay versus New Orleans contest coming up this Monday night at Lambeau Field, courtesy of Ticket King. So all very cool stuff. For those I remember back when this whole vote went down to get American Family Field, which was then, of course, Miller Park, and I was working at a small AM station in Kenosha at like 2, 3 in the morning when it finally crossed it, and it finally gotten done. And I remember back then people going, ah, there's nothing wrong with County Stadium. I don't see why they need a new stadium. It's just fine. You played there. You know what it was like. Y'all were on the same sidelines for those games. Bobby Ayer brought that back up. But talk about just how bad of shape that place was in back when you were playing there.
Don't make me trash.
I want you to be honest now. Tell me how bad it was. Come on.
Well, when you have a roster of about 60 players and you have a locker room of about 25, that makes things a little difficult.
Oh my God.
But you know, I had a little stool in front of a nail that I hung my belongings up. So it was a little tight inside the locker room, but it was for a baseball team, you know, and we come in there with, 60, 70 players.
So how did showering and stuff go? Or did you all not shower and just get back on the bus?
No, we just waited. You know, guys, back then you didn't have, your iPhone to go on or read any social media posts, anything like that. So the guys was in their lockers reading newspapers. You know, back then we had the Milwaukee Sentinel and the Milwaukee Journal newspaper.
Right.
So we was taking turns reading newspapers while four or five guys showered at a time.
Now, again, it's Green Bay, Wisconsin. So how often did you all get back to Milwaukee?
Well, we used to come play. We played in Milwaukee 3 times a
right.
year, and I was very fortunate to play in Milwaukee a total of about 9 times. I think I went 7-2 with Coach Holmgren, his era of players. But every chance we got, because Tuesday was our day off, and a lot of guys used to travel down to Milwaukee to go shopping or go out to dinner, and. So we probably frequent Milwaukee at least about 10, 12 times during the season.
All right, so let's talk about this Packers team, if you're already talking about this Packers team, because I know you're still watching them.
Oh, yeah.
I want you to explain to me Quay Walker, if you can, because Quay Walker is one of the more athletic linebackers I think that they've had. They obviously thought highly of him when they drafted him in the first round. And the way they were using him versus how now they're starting to use him, now unfortunately he got hurt. Outside looking in as a fan, not as a football player, it looked kind of like he was almost second-guessing himself when he was actually out on the football field, and now they've kind of just said, to heck with it, we're just going to send you and blitz you and let you go get the quarterback. What did it look like to you watching him play?
He was starting to get into a rhythm, and he was starting to come into his own, and hopefully he can recover quickly from his injuries and get back on the field, because I think they're going to start sending him more on blitzes and things like that, because he's like you said, he's very athletic but he's still young too, you know, and he comes out of a great conference and a great football program at the University of Georgia, and I think he has all the qualities and all the intangibles to be a great linebacker in the National Football League.
If we talk about being a great linebacker, I think everybody's in agreement that Edgerrin Cooper is going to be a stud, it looks like.
I think so. He's following in a great tradition of linebackers that has come out of Texas A&M. My roommate and current, he's the linebacker coach for the 49ers, the San Francisco 49ers, Johnny Holland.
Johnny Holland, great Packer linebacker. Yep.
He's a Texas A&M guy. So hopefully Cooper, following his footsteps to be a great Packer.
Xavier McKinney, did you think he'd have that type of impact on this team when they signed him in free agency at safety?
No, I did not. That's why I think we need to start talking about Brian Gutekunst for a candidate for executive of the year, because you go out on a limb when you go sign a free agent, and he does that with Josh Jacobs as well, pays both of those players top money of their position in the National Football League, and I think both of those guys are going to be going to the Pro Bowl, and maybe one of them might be an All-Pro. So it's great work on his behalf.
Talking with Dr. George Kuntz, former Packers linebacker, senior vice president of university relations at Marion University. Follow him on Twitter at George Kuntz Jr. See him. Robert Brooks, Ed Toolbox West coming up Saturday night at the Admirals game as they celebrate the 30th anniversary of the last game played at County Stadium for the Packers as they took on the Falcons. And, of course, we all remember Favre running in after Holmgren told him not to. Scores right. And the Packers win that football game. I'm curious to kind of get your thoughts on this Packers team as it sits and the fact that they have an identity different than they probably ever did when Aaron Rodgers was here with Matt LaFleur. Do you like the run mentality that they have right now with this Packers offense?
I think so, because I think that's going to open up a lot of possibilities for Jordan Love. He has really developed into a top-notch quarterback, and with the wide receiving core and the tight ends that they have up in Green Bay, I think they're going to be a tough out once they get into the playoffs.
I got one more thing. Okay. You're not in the Packers Hall of Fame?
No. But
what?
But got a pretty nice rating, though, out of 1,600 players. I think I probably ranked, I think Pro Football Reference may have me rated probably around 70.
And you're not in the Packers Hall of Fame?
That's going to happen at some
Come
point.
Come on, man. Get out of here.
It'll happen at some point.
We're going to start the campaign on this radio station. We're going to start it on Twitter. Yes, we are.
It'll happen at some point.
I remember when Marcus Johnson, the Bucks legend or whatever else, he was kind of, you know, ostracized by Herb Cole, the old Bucks owner back in the day over some nonsense or whatever else. And I always said, when the Bucks new ownership got in, I said, Marcus, we're getting that jersey hung, buddy. It's going to happen. And we eventually got it then. You deserve to be in the Packers Hall of Fame. That is absolutely ridiculous. I assumed you were. And then I Googled it today before I brought you on to make sure I said Packers Hall of Fame. And I was like, what the heck? Am I missing something here? Why is he not in the Packers Hall of Fame?
Well, you know, I just gotta. Sometimes you just gotta wait your turn, like Leroy did for the Pro Football Hall of Fame. He should have been in there years ago because you know Leroy was the 1990s all decades player, and they just put him in the Pro Football Hall of Fame a couple years ago.
I don't know, man. I mean, the Pro Football Hall of Fame is pretty cool, but you beginning to be the chef to cook the turkey on Thanksgiving Day is a whole different level, George.
Man, Leroy is something else. I heard he said he wasn't give Jordan Love two turkey legs or something. Leroy, I love him.
Yeah, he's got his mac and cheese going, his greens, man. He had everything going at that game. It was awesome to see. Dr. George Kuntz, former Packers linebacker. Check him out again this Saturday. He'll be at the Admirals game along with Robert Brooks, Ed Toolbox West. They celebrate 30-year anniversary of the last time the Packers played a game at County Stadium against those Atlanta Falcons back December 18th of 1994. All three will be available for autographs prior to the game in the Coors Light Chill Zone. Plus, our very own Andy Herman from the Pack-A-Day Radio Show, 8 to 9 weekdays here on The Fan, along with all three players, will be available for question and answer session before the game in the same Coors Light Chill Zone. And the first 5,000 fans to the game will receive a green and gold Admirals t-shirt, courtesy of Gruber Law Offices, and one fan will win tickets to see the Green Bay New Orleans contest on Monday night at Lambeau Field, courtesy of Ticket King. Thanks so much for coming on, man. Really appreciate it.
Thank you, and go Pack.